Hello, Victor.
Hi there, Victor. My name is Mario, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we would like to get your opinion. Let me ask you, do you or does any member of your household work for radio or television station?
No.
No. A newspaper or an advertising agency, media organization, or work or volunteer for a political campaign?
No.
Okay, great. And you would like to continue in English, correct?
Yes.
Language of preference. Okay, thank you. Let's see here. Thinking ahead to this November, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general election for president, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November the 5th? Questions to choose from. I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not. Very likely to vote.
Definitely vote.
Definitely vote. Okay, thank you, sir. Okay. With which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat?
Independent.
Independent. What is your main racial background?
It's Hispanic.
Hispanic. What is your age? 1835, 3645, 46 to 55?
56 up.
56 up. Generally speaking, would you say things in the city of Miami are going in the right direction, or are they off on the wrong track?
In the city of Miami itself?
Yes.
I think they're on the right track.
The right track. From the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Miami focus on most to help you and your family? Affordable housing, flooding, sea level rise, and environmental resiliency, property insurance costs, inflation, and the cost of things like gas and groceries, corruption in the city government, traffic and congestion, crime and neighborhood safety, growth and overdevelopment.
Is it a multiple choice or is it just one?
However you would feel.
It's the cost of insurance and cost of living.
Okay. Cost of living, affordable housing, property insurance. Which one of those two do you incline on more, though?
Insurance.
You will now be given a list of some public officials in Miami and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. Kamala Harris. Favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, no opinion, or never heard of.
Somewhat unfavorable.
Somewhat unfavorable. Okay. Francis Suarez.
Somewhat favorable.
Eileen Higgins.
No, never heard of it.
Damian Pardo.
No, haven't heard of him.
Joe Cavallo.
Never heard of it.
Donald Trump.
Somewhat favorable.
Miguel Gabela.
Somewhat favorable.
Manolo Reyes.
Haven't heard of him.
Christine King.
Haven't heard of her.
Daniela Levine Cava.
Somewhat favorable.
In the election for president were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate.
Republican.
And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Yes.
Definitely. Or probably.
Definitely.
When voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes local ballots, referendums that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about three local ballots, referendums that may be on your ballot this November. Afterwards, please indicate if you would vote yes in favor or of the referendum or no against the referendum. The first referendum is called Chapter Amendment to Require Continuous Residency, Immediately Residing Qualifying for Mayor or City Commissioner. And the valid question reads, shall Sector 4 of the City Chapter be amended to require continuous residency in the district in effect at the time of qualifying for a minimum of 1 year immediately presiding, qualifying for candidates running for city commissioner, or require continuous residency in the city of Miami for a minimum of 1 year immediately presiding, qualifying for candidates running for mayor. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against this referendum?
Yes, in favor.
Okay. And would you say you are definitely going, voting or probably voting yes in favor?
Yes.
Definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Okay. The second referendum is called Parcel Conveyance for Revised Development at 1111 Herod Jungle Trail on Watson Island. And the valid question reads, shall Miami's chapter be amended authorizing sale and or lease of 5.4 acres on Watson Island based upon fair market value of $135 million to Equal Resiliency Miami LLC for residential and commercial uses pursuant to applicable zoning, waiving, inviting, bidding, and requiring, returning 13 acres to city to construct new public waterfront park at no cost to city, canceling existing theme park and hotel lease, and contributing $15 million for affordable housing, infrastructure, and other public benefits. In the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against this referendum?
I actually have no No opinion on that one.
No opinion?
Mm-hmm.
So, question says, yes in favor, no against, undecided?
Undecided, yeah.
Undecided. Do you want me to read the question once again?
No, it's undecided. And the, and about, I have a hard stop in like 2 minutes. So I don't know how many more questions you have because I thought it was a short.
It is. It's just.
Okay.
If you had to choose today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against this referendum? Yes in favor, no, and no against.
I guess it would be no.
The third referendum is called Chapter Amendment to Revise Mixed Uses Leases on Watson Island. And the valid question reads, shall City Chapter be amended to revise existing leases at 888 MacArthur Clausway, sell 3.2 acres of leased property to tenant for fair market value of not less than $25 million. Reduce overall development. Extend term 24 years. Waive bidding and authorize at no cost to city. $9 million contribution to affordable housing plus infrastructure. Timeshare units become condominiums, mixed uses of included office, and expanded public waterfront and pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against this referendum?
Yes.
Would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting? Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Next question. The remainder of the survey will focus on this third referendum on Watson Island.
I'm so sorry, but I have to go. I have to go, so I appreciate your time.
And it'll just take a minute, a couple more minutes, and I hate
No, I gotta go. I have a very important call now at 6. Appreciate
okay, can
it.
I call you back? Bye-bye. We'll pick up from where we left off?
No, let's leave it at that. Thank you.
Sorry about that.
Bye.
Just a different call, than a different time that I could call you.